East Coast Breakfast.
World Food Day. Again, it's different. It's not National Food Day. It's not Southern Hemisphere Food Day. It's the world. It's celebrated every year on the 16th of October. It marks the founding of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organizations in 1945. Now, last year was epic. I don't know how we're going to top that, but it really was epic. We did an outside broadcast at RCL Foods. And this year we want to do something that's even bigger, it's even better, and much more impactful. We were already impactful, but we want to aim, obviously, take a step up on that one. So we're going to explain all of that to you at 20 to 8, giving you plenty of time to get rid of all distractions and make sure that you let everyone know that this massive initiative you have to be a part of and everyone must be listening. 20 to 8 right here.
So we know people often go hungry. They don't have food. And today we're asking a very important question because I have this problem where I land up wasting food. I would like to know how you at home actively reduce food waste. So send us a voice note. Let us know. 0617929495. All of that I've managed to do so far is when I do have leftover food, because sometimes I feel bad because it's maybe not enough for one person, I try and save everything and then put it in a container and then give it to the security guards or somebody that I can find that is in need of the food. But it's tough.
A comment. I think the people need a bit more disclosure here.
Yes.
Okay, so when we think of leftover food, we think of two or three people go to a restaurant, didn't finish my food, take it home with you. We'll have a buffet at work, and Carmen will go, no, this food can't go to waste. I'll take it home with me.
Yeah.
We're like, how many people are eating at your home, Carmen? It's just
me.
And so no human being could have eaten that food.
No.
So.
And I generally don't eat much, so there's a lot of waste.
But your instinct to not waste is good.
Okay.
But the rollout of your food.
Yeah, it's weird because she doesn't eat much, but then she takes a lot of food home. That's the weirdest thing. So like I'm twofold here, right? So I love Ama yesterday. We call them that umfutumeza. So food from the land. I love it. Like prime meat, yes, I will make sure that I eat it for lunch the next day. But then we also freeze extra food and then give it to the recyclers once a week in like a separate bag.
That's so clever. So,
yeah, well, Clarice does that, trust me.
Recyclers.
No, like the people, are you talking about the people that come fetch your bin and stuff?
No, but you know the people that like dig in, not like DSW, right? Like
the people that come to look for stuff in the bin to recycle.
Yes, they recycle.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, is that your word?
That's nice.
Yes, the recyclers.
Oh, the recyclers.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, I thought it was people who turned around in Belito and cycled back. I thought that was a recycler.
That's great.
We do something similar. We call it, it's normally Thursdays because Friday we want to treat ourselves. And so Thursday we want to empty the fridge of all the stuff that hasn't been used that could go fraught. And we have an evening called Bubble and Squeak. With Bubble and Squeak, so if there's any veggies, you throw them into sort of like a stir fry mixture. Yeah. Maybe add some egg and soy sauce. And you sort of like.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah. And then everyone has just a little bit of everything else that's happened throughout
the
week. Yeah.
Oh, very clever.
That's the second time we've attacked that food. And if it doesn't work by then, we have a Labrador as well.
Of course, yes.
And comes Gemma in really, really handy. Gemma unfortunately reacts badly to human food.
No.
She scratches, so she has to stick to her very
Max gets
expensive foil store-bought food. And yeah, so no, but yeah, we're mindful. We're mindful as a family not to throw food into the bin. Yeah. It sort of hurts our heart when we do that.
It's heartbreaking. So we're asking this morning, let us know, give us some tips. How do you actively reduce food waste at home? Let us know, 061-792-9495.
Yeah. Morning, Carmen, Darren, this guy's Gina here from Mbangeni. Food wastage, no, not in our house. All the leftovers I freeze in containers, and once a week I make each one pick a container. I warm it up for them with other food that I've made for the evening, and they add it to that. There's no wastage in my house. I don't believe in wastage. I've seen too many people go hungry.
Morning, team. In my house we don't really have leftovers. One, because I have two brothers, and secondly, because we have these really cool like little four-legged robots that actually like take in the stuff and recycle it.
Yep.
And we have four of them, and their names are Peanut, Cricket, Ruby, and Coco. They're dogs, if you haven't realized.
I was wondering. I was very confused.
Oh, those robots, they do come in handy. So on Facebook, Michelle says, so I pack all my plastic bottles in one bag and then separately tie them to my black bag so they can take them for recycling. Leftovers are normally frozen and also placed on a pole for anyone who walks past and in need of food. Nothing gets tossed away.
Nice. Let's say good morning to Cheryl from Hillcrest. Cheryl, how do you actively reduce food waste at home?
Hi, guys. So we don't always get it right, but on the whole, we have a lasagna compost heap going, and we just try and not waste as much as we can, be more intentional. And I guess it came from having maggots in the dustbin, and I hate that. Absolute have a phobia for that. So we had to go back to say, okay, let's try and eliminate food waste, take that out of the dirty waste that goes on the Tuesdays in our area. Any leftovers, if there are any, we would put aside for bin diggers. And then, yeah, be intentional about the compost heap. And so we have an old ice cream tub in the scullery, and everyone scrapes their plates, and the waste goes into that. It gets cleared daily, and it gets turned once a week into a great lasagna compost heap that then recycles and gets turned into topsoil or compost.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a little system going. It's our little bit that we're trying to do at home.
Yeah,
amazing.
Thank you so much, Cheryl.
Pleasure.
We go to Sherwood now. Let's say good morning to Tobila. Tobila, how do you actively reduce food waste at your house?
Hi, Carmen and Darren Scott. No, we don't throw our food away. We find a space in the garden and we put it there for the chickens to eat. Oh, where we don't plant vegetables.
Okay.
We give it to the chickens to eat it.
And then when there's no food, then there's chickens.
And eggs.
Yeah. And we eat that too, but we still feed them. Yeah.
Thank you, Tabile.
These are great.
I love these ideas. We keep sharing this with them. I don't have chickens. Would you have? You can't have chickens.
I don't have chickens in my apartment.
Common chickens. No.
I don't think you can have a Jack Russell and chickens. I don't think those two go quite well together.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.